哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，今天很高兴能够来这里做见证。
哈利路亚，我们的主耶稣基督，能够带来这场的天地的 testify。
首先，我要讲的是主引领我进入真教会。
First, I would like to share how the Lord lead me to the church。
我本来想说我要先介绍我自己，那现在黑板上已经有写了，就不用再讲。
My name is already written on the board, so I will not go over it again.
我们聚会是在台湾总会里面，我是2004年才来信主的。
I go to service in Taiwan GA, and I came to believe in 2004. 2011年，
北台中会讯里面就有刊登我的见证。
And in the newspaper of Taichung Church, they have an article of me came to believe in 2011.
我是传统的民间信仰。
I actually believe in traditional Taiwanese belief.
母亲她是虔诚的活教徒。
My mother is a very devout Buddhist.
她吃长斋有30几年。
And she has been vegetarian diet for over 30 years.
我也是皈依佛门，我的跟妈妈一样。
And I also believe in Buddhists just like my mother.
可是我说起来没有妈妈那么虔诚。
But I'm not as devout as a godly as my mother.
我是早餐吃素啊，初一十五才吃整天的素。
I only have vegetarian diet in my breakfast, and then on the 1st and 15th.I have a vegetarian diet the whole day.
算起来也是有十几年的吃斋的这个过程。
So I believe it's about over 10 years of a vegetarian diet.
但是从来我没有想过神有真跟假的分别。
But I never thought there's a true and a false God.
我认为只要我们虔诚的拜神，神都会蒙他的保佑。
I had always had the thought that as we worship him sincerely, he will always protect us.
可是我们就是有神跟鬼的分别而已。
But there's actually a difference between God and devil.
有更多的神保护我们，我觉得是不是很好吗？
I thought that if we have more gods to protect us, isn't that better?
就直到我踏入教会以后，我才知道。
Until I step into the church, then I realize.
真神只有一位。
There is only one true God.
是创造宇宙万物的才是真神。
Only the one who created the universe is the true God.
我们在诗篇115篇第四节到第七节，可以看一下。
In Psalm 115 verse 4-7, let's turn to that.
这个经节里面，他提醒我，他们的神是金的，是银的，是人手所造的。有手却不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙也不能出声。
Psalm 115 verse 4-7。
115篇诗篇第四节到第七节。
Yesterday idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak.Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nose they have, but they do not smell.
我赫然领悟到，以前所拜的神， 是假的，是木头做的。
And I suddenly realized that the God I used to worship is false, is made of wood.
领悟到我以前拜的都是枉然。
And I realized that the God I worshipped in the past, all the worship that I've done in the past is in vain.
真感谢神开启我的眼耳、心灵及智慧。
And I thank God for opening my eyes, my ear, my heart, so I have the wisdom to understand.
让我如睡梦中惊醒。
It's like I woke up from a dream.
不然不知还要虚度多久。
If not so, I don't know how many times I would have wasted.
蒙主耶稣拣选归入主的名下，今年是第十年了。
So, it's been 10 years since I was called by our Lord and believe in His name.
感谢慈爱的天父真神，给我们全家满满的恩典。
Thank God for His grace and love. He has given us abundant blessings for our family.
信主的过程应该从我大女儿开始讲。
My faith journey should started with my oldest daughter.
我女儿她前往美国读书。
My daughter went to United States to study.
经过朋友介绍。
After she
认识真耶稣教会信徒，就是现在的女婿。
Then she was introduced by a friend, and then she came to our church, and then later on get know my current son-in-law.
才接触到教会。
And so she has experienced our church for the first time.
第一次踏入教会是在麻州的波士顿祈祷所。
The first time she went to church was in Massachusetts prayer house, Boston prayer house.
听到所谓的福音，其实我不是为找真神而来。
And she heard this what so called gospel.
是因亲家他们每安息日都会到教会来聚会。
It was my intention to seek the truth, but it's because my in-laws invited me, so I came to meet with them out of courtesy.
我们也就被他要怎么讲，就是他就带着我们一起到教会这样。
So they will bring us to church together.
教会的弟兄姐妹都很热诚地招呼我。
And the brothers and sisters in the church are very warm and kind.
然后我听到他们唱诗歌，很吸引我。
And when they sing the hymns, it really attracted me.
但是祷告的时候呢，我就觉得很可怕，就是怪怪的这样子。
But when they start praying, then I feel kind of weird.
然后当他们闭上眼睛祷告的时候，我就跟我先生拉着我们就到外面去。我说我们很可怕，我们出去祷。
So when they kneel down, pray, close their eyes. I took my husband's hand, say, let's go outside because I'm not used to this kind of prayer. I'm afraid.
看到每个人都在震动，我说怎么这么奇怪呢？哎，讲的那个念的，我也听不懂他们到底在念的什么。
And then I see the way they pray and the way they move and shook, and I did not understand what they were saying. It's really strange to me.
只听到他们就是奉主耶稣圣名祷告，然后就哇哇哇哇就很大声的就这样。
Now all I heard is that they will start with in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray, and then they start speaking some kind of a tongue that I could not understand.
然后他们祷告完。在要讲道的时候，我们又进去。
And then after they finish the prayer, then I would go in again.
听到他讲到的那个道理真的很美好，我说哎，这真的很不错吧。
And by then after I heard that the sermon, it was very wonderful, and I thought this is good.
那就从此以后，我就他们到教会，我们也就跟着去慕道这样。
So from then on, every time they go to church, we'll tag along and we'll study the truth there.
感谢神，让我慢慢习惯了，我就 一直每到亲家那边，我就是跟他们一起聚会这样。
Thank God, I slowly get become accustomed to it. So every time I go there, I will study and worship with them together.
这2003年，小女儿慧芳，她也是真耶稣教会的信徒。
In 2003, my daughter, Hui Fang is also a believer.
要到德州的那个达拉斯，他要举行婚礼，我们亲家就说，就到这边，到我们这个教会。他以前我还不信主啊，我还没有进来。他就说，那就到我们达拉斯这边教会来。
My daughter was going to Dallas Church to have a wedding there, and so my in-laws tell me, say, let's come to come visit us in the Dallas Church.
我就跟我先生，然后就是慧芳，我们三个人就持那个观光的护照进来。
So me, my husband, and Hui Fang, my daughter.Would come into the States with a visitor visa.
当我们抵达那个底特律的时候
，And when we arrive at Detroit,
我们就被那个海关那个移民局给拦下来。
We were stopped by the U.S. Custom.
他说，慧芳的签证不符。
And immigration and custom. Tell us that Hui Fang, my daughter's visa, entrance visa is not right.
当天就立即被遣返。
And she was sent back that very day.
只有我跟我先生在美国处理那个尴尬的取消婚礼的仪式。
So only me and my husband was left and went to the Dallas church to try to cancel this wedding.
然后我就叫他们重新申请移民的签证。
So I told them to reapply this immigration visa.
但等一年多都没有消息。
But after over a year, there's no news.
我先生他也很急。
My husband was nervous.
不知如何是好。美国方面的问题只能等待。
There's nothing that we could do. We could only wait.
听说他们是有限定一年外国人可以进来多少人。
Because I heard that there seems to be a quota per year of how many people that can come into the States.
然后就是要
based on this type of visa.
然后就是要排队。
And then after that, you have to get on the waiting list.
可是我们已经等一年多都没有消息。
But we have waited over a year and have no news.
就是在一个2004年的四月的一个星期五晚上。
So, in 2004, in month of April, in one of the Friday nights.
慧芳要去北台中教会聚会的时候。
I was ready to go to the North Taichung Church to have service.
我先生就再次问他说：“问自己都不关心你的事情，到底签证的进度是如何？”问慧芳。
So my husband asked my daughter 慧芳 say, "If you don't seem to care, should you be more care about your visa? How to get it done?"
慧芳说：“还是没有音讯啊。”还是不动啊，上网看还是在那里啊。
And my daughter, Hui Fang responded, still no news. I went up online and check, and there's the quota, the number hasn't moved.
慧芳就说，妈妈你们都不替我祷告啊，你要替我祷告啊。
And my daughter, Hui Fang said, Mom, Dad, you didn't pray for me. You need to pray for me too.
他骑着机车就到教会去
了。So then we return.
先生转过头就问我说：“哎，真的祷告有效吗？”
And then my husband turned around, look at me, say, "Is it true that the prayer is effective?"
我说我不知道哦，我又不是信耶稣的。
And I replied, I don't know, but I'm not a believer. I wouldn't know.
他一下子问我说，那明天是他们的安息日，他会去教会吗？
And then my husband asked, tomorrow is Lord's Sabbath, will he go to church tomorrow?
如果他明天要去，我们就载他一起去，不要让他骑车去。
If she's going to the Sabbath tomorrow, then let's give her a ride so she didn't have to ride a motorcycle.
我们一起去帮他祷告。
Let us go to the church and pray together for her as well.
星期六早上我们三个人。
So Saturday morning, three of us.
就到北台东教会聚会。
We went to the North Taichung Church to attend a service.
当下午那一小时的聚会完。
So in the afternoon one hour service.
台上就宣布说下星期是春季的灵恩布道会。
They announced that the next week is the spring spiritual convocation.
那就问慧芳说灵恩布道会是什么。
Then I asked Hui Feng, what is the evangelical service and spiritual convocation?
Hui Feng 说就是要给人洗礼的啊。
And she replied, it's for us to baptize those who want to believe. And I still did not understand.
他说你们要不要继续来替我祷告这样。
So she asked, would you like to continue to come and pray for me?
我先生就说祷告一次就有效吗？好吧，那就继续吧。
So my husband asked, so if we pray in unison in one heart, would that be effective? If so, then okay, let's continue then.
我们就从礼拜，我们北台中是礼拜一到礼拜五晚上都有。
So in North Taichung Church, we have a spiritual convocation and evangelical service every night from Monday night to Friday night.
我们就每天晚上都去教会。
Every night we will go to church.
然后教会的长职还是传道我不太认识，他就说要来我叫黄牧。
And so I later found out that the church pastors and ministers would like to come to visit us.
那时我心情有点不高兴，我说每天都去教会，他还要来访问。我们很忙，我们山上有工作要做，这样。
So at that time, I didn't feel too good because I feel that I have been coming to service every night, and they still want to come to visit us. I'm very busy. I have a lot of work back at home.
我不晓得他们的来意是什么。
I did not know what's their intention.
我说我每天都去给他看，他还要来。
If I would need to see them every day, why do you want to come?
后来我说不要来访问，也好吧，没有关系吧，这样。
So my daughter says it's okay if they want to come to see you, visit you, that's okay.
结果他们就来了。
So they eventually came.
在言谈中，我现在就跟他们一起坐啊，我就到厨房去，就泡茶啊，准备一些。茶点这样。
So my husband sit with them. I went back into the kitchen to prepare tea and snacks.
他们来的时候没聊什么，就是随便这样谈谈。
They didn't talk much of anything else, but they just chat a little bit.
到最后他们要走的时候，就问我先生说，
So
要求偶像的问题。
So at the end of their conversation, they talked to my husband about getting rid of the idols.
当时我是在忙。
At that time I was busy.
而先生就跟他讲，我没有听很清楚。然后我先生就答应说好啊。
And I did not hear clearly, but all I heard was my husband say, "Sure, okay."
当时我心里有点不高兴，我说。他怎么都不跟我商量一下就答应说把他除掉呢？
So at that time I wasn't very happy. I thought in my heart that how come she didn't consult with me and decided that she should get rid of the idols.
我心里有点不舒服。
So I did not feel too good.
但是那么多人坐在那里，我也要给先生留个面子吧。
But since there are so many people sitting there, you know, I should show respect to my husband.
感谢主，我就把这个话就吞下去，这样。
So I swallowed my pride and swallowed what I was thinking in my heart.
后来他们就讲说，我上去，我可以上去看吗？
So later on I replied, can I go up there and see?
我说可以啊，可以啊。哎，有没有一牛车这样子？我说没有啦。就是那个偶像，有没有一牛车？有没有一牛车？我说还有人那么多吗？
哦、oh, ，so they want to go see the idols and ask if there are certain kind of idols. I say no.
我说没有，我很简单，我就是拜一个佛像，然后就是，哎，我家的那个祖先的牌位这样。
I replied that idol is very simple, just Buddha and my ancestors' plaque.
当时我就看到一个弟兄就拿一只黑色的那个垃圾袋。
So I saw a brother bring a black plastic bag.
他就说我去看，我去看，就上去。
And then he said that I will go up, I will go up to see.
他看说很简单，很简单，收了就可以走。
And he said, "Oh, it's very simple. As soon as I put it in the bag, we can go."
结果把所有的东西都往垃圾袋丢。
So he would take everything and throw it into a bag.
啊，我想说，哎呦，怎么这么快呢？
And I thought,
真的，那时候心情真的很不舒服。
How come so fast? I really didn't feel good at that time. I have a mixed feeling about this.
哦，后来。我也没想什么了，我就说啊，既然就是要收拾，就算了吧。我就站在旁边看，然后他就看到说，哇，那个神桌啊，上面我是用大理石的。他说这个神桌要把它搬掉。我说那个很重哎，又搬不下来。我是在二楼。
So they start removing the idols and I really have a mixed feeling, but I didn't say anything, just watch them to start cleaning up. And one of our brothers said that we also need to remove this table, and this table is made of marble.
一位弟兄就赶快跑出去他的车上，就拿一个大的铁锤。
And I thought that this table is very heavy. How can you move it? So the brother immediately ran out and bring back a big hammer.
就往那个桌上这样敲，敲了好几下都不会断。
And then he start hammering against this granite table, but this granite table is so high, it will not break.
他们就说，好，下午再来吧。
So they said, we'll come back in the afternoon.
就回去。
So they went back.
结果真的吃饱饭，他们又来了。
So after lunch, they came back.
反正他们就是要把那个搬走，要把它弄掉就对了。
So they were determined to remove that table.
后来，一直更大的来。
And later on, they brought a bigger hammer.
也敲好久好久。
They hammered away for quite a while.
结果断成两截。
And then eventually, the granite table broke into two.
两三个弟兄就在那里扛下来。
So there are two, three brothers carry the granite tables and downstairs.
当他们走了以后，我就跟先生说：“你们一点都不尊重我。”
After they left and carried the tables away, and I told my husband, he did not give me any respect.
因为在拜拜的那些仪式，然后那些东西都是我自己我打点的。
All the rituals for worshiping idol are usually prepared by myself.
我看他们就全部给他丢到垃圾袋里面去，真的很不舒服。
I went and saw them.Took everything that's related to the idols and rituals as throw into a bag. I really didn't feel good at all.
这个莫非是主耶稣的意思吧？
So maybe this is the will of God.
先生他也是很固执的，怎么会这么容易就被说动了呢？
My husband is a very stubborn man. How can he be so easily persuaded to remove those idols?
然后先生就说，那既然把那个都除掉了，我们就到教会去拜拜吧。
And then he said that, well, since now we have removed all the idols, well, we might as well just go to church and worship there.
我跟他讲说，你去，我不去，我有皈依，所以我不能去。
So I say, you want to go, you can go. I have my own belief. I cannot go.
我们去是要帮慧芳说，叫我帮他向神祷告。
So the reason we went in the first place is because we want to pray for our daughter for her marriage.
我不能
for her status.
我不能违背我那个就是皈依的那个。啊，怎么讲？就是他有他的规条。
I cannot go against my commitment for my belief.
感谢神的怜悯啊
！I thank God for for his patience.
我们就在那个2004年的4月24号，就是春季的灵恩布道会，我们就洗礼。
So thank God, we were baptized on 2004 April 24th.
成为神的儿女，感谢主耶稣的过去，我做过那些很多是神在他的眼中认为是恶的事。
I think I will become the children of God, and in the past, I have done many things that's detestable in the eyes of God.
就是拜偶像啦。
For example, worshiping idols.
但慈爱的天父还是饶恕我这无知、不懂事。
But our kind Heavenly Father still forgive me for my ignorance.
给我认罪悔改的机会。
And gave me a chance to confess, repent, and return from my path.
还用宝血洗净我一切的污秽。
And wash away all my filth with His precious blood.
保守我。
And to preserve me.
接纳我，且听我的祷告。给我无数的恩典。
Accept me and hear my prayer and give me so many blessings.
我们洗礼以后
After we were baptized,
慧芳那个焦灼难解的问题就全部迎刃而解。
And the problem that we were facing for my daughter after we believed, after we came to baptize, was resolved.
一切很顺利圆满，谢谢主的安排。
And it was resolved with God's arrangement and guidance.
借着女儿的分事，带领我还有我先生来信主。
And through her marriage, we were brought to Christ.
让我想到真的祷告有效。
It enabled to think that the prayer is really powerful and effective.
我们在教会祷告的时候，然后洗礼以后，就有人来告诉我该怎么办才比较快，能够赶快到达拉斯来举行公益。
So after we came to church and pray, and after we received the baptism, immediately there were brothers in the church to come to us and tell us how we should arrange our visa application so our daughter can come to the Dallas church very fast without problem.
我就想到马太福音的七章七节。
So I thought of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
求子得知这个章节，马太福音的七章七节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。我就想到，真的，我们祷告主在垂听，我们给他叩门，他也回应了。
So when I read first, I deep down I really believe that God really heard our prayer before we knocked and He opened the door for us.
马太福音的十八章十九节二十节。
And then Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 and 20.
那边又给我们更大的信心，就是说，我又告诉你们。若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
So So here again, I say that again, I say to you that two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, and I'm there in the midst of them.
所以只要相信，且用诚实敬畏的心来敬拜他。
So as long as we believe, as long as we worship Him in truth and in fear,
向这位真神祈求祷告，必能垂听悦纳。
We pray to this true God to plead with Him, and He will accept our prayer and answer our prayer.
马太福音的四章二十三、二十四节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 24 also said,
他告诉我们。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
He also tells us that those who worship him will worship him in truth and spirit.
因为父要这样的人拜他。
Because God wants this type of people to worship him. John chapter 4 verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is a spirit, so those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth.
我受洗后三个月。
So after I was baptized for 3 months.
在一次的慕道者联谊会得到圣灵。
And then in one of the True Seeker Fellowship, I received Holy Spirit.
当时我祷告的时候也没有觉得不没有什么感觉，但是到后来要结束的时候，我就觉得我自己满身就是热起来，然后就是流眼泪啊，流鼻涕啊，可是我心中就是很喜乐。
In the beginning of prayer, I didn't feel anything, and then toward the end of prayer, I can still feel warmth in my body, and tears, and they were coming out.
他们教我们是奉主耶稣圣名祷告，然后就是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，我也是这样念啊。
So I was taught that I need to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so I say the same thing, I say Hallelujah.
但到后来，我也不晓得怎么会这样，我自己也觉得很奇怪。
And toward the end, I did not know why I would experience this way.
就满身就是会很热，然后。就是头上好像有那一阵什么，就是麻麻的，这样就是往头上、往脚这边一直下来这样。
So I don't know why, but I can experience this warmth of my whole body, and I can feel this sensation from the top of my head moving down to the feet.
口中念的本来是赞美主耶稣的，奉主耶稣圣名祷告嘛哈，那我们就是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，就是这样子念。用到后来，我自己也不晓得我在念什么。
So before, in the beginning, while I was praying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and I was saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But toward the end, I could not understand what I was saying.
舌头就自然就是真会动这样子。
And I can feel my tongue is moving.
我就一直要想，我就要念奉主耶稣圣名的那个哈利路亚，怎么一直就是念那个，我自己也听不懂了。
I really tried to announce it Hallelujah clearly in my mouth, but I could not do it.
然后那个传道长子他们就在我的头上按手。
And then I can feel that the minister and preachers were laying hands.
他好像听到我要有圣灵的这个感觉这样子。
And the ministers could sense that the Holy Spirit was about to come down.
他叫我停下来。
And they told me to stop.
你好像要得圣灵。
They told me that it seems like I was about to receive Holy Spirit.
他还教我，他说就顺其自然，就不要再给他带回来这样子。
So they instruct me to let it go naturally, to pray naturally, do not try to hold it back.
那我又就更积极的祷告。
So I pray with more fervency.
真的在不久，就是很顺了，那个灵眼就比较顺了，就不会觉得怪怪的。他们听起来可能他们懂， 我不懂，我觉得说我就是要念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，怎么一直念不出来。
So later on, my speaking tongue become more fluent, more natural. Even though I tried to say hallelujah, I could not. And I think that's why they were trying to understand or hear whether I was speaking in tongue or not.
后来那个传道一过来，后来他说，哎，这个是圣灵。然后我们结束的时候，他就跟就是发表，就写在黑板上说。我得到圣灵这样子，我很高兴。
So later on, the preacher circled back and look where I pray, and he verified that I did receive Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. So after the prayer, he put my name on the board, say that I was one of the people that received Holy Spirit. I was very glad, overjoyed.
我觉得我求了三个月已经很久了，但是他们说，哦，你们这样已经很快很快了。
I feel I prayed for 3 months. This is such a long time to pray for Holy Spirit, but he told me that 3 months is very fast.
然后他又叫我到后面那个服务台去登记，我说还要登记啊。
So they told me to go back to the lobby, the service desk, to write down my name.
当我祷告完起来的时候，看到传道跟长子，我真不好意思。
So after the prayer, when I rose up and saw the ministers, I feel embarrassed.
因为我满脸都是泪，就是鼻涕。
Because I was all tears and sweat.
他还恭喜我。
And they even congratulated me.
哇，那当时我就不晓得该怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
后来他们说这是正常，正常。
And they told me that this is very normal.
后来，所以我觉得说，圣灵是很喜乐的，得到圣灵是很喜乐的，也是很重要的。
So later on, I feel that.Receiving Holy Spirit is very joyous and it's also very important.
在以弗所书的一章十四节
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14 says,
他告诉我们得基业的凭据就是要有圣灵。
Here it tells us that Holy Spirit is one of the guarantees to receive the inheritance.
然后哥林多后书五章五节
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5 also says
这里也写着说为此培植我们的就是神他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据
Here it says that now he who has prepared us for this thing is God who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee
我就想起来说哦，那这个就是像我们那个护照啊，身份证一样啊。
Then I thought that this is like our passport, our identification.
可是护照、身份证还有人会伪造的。
But even passport or identification card, there are people provide fake ones.
那圣灵是主耶稣亲自赏赐给我们的。
But Holy Spirit are given personally by our Lord Jesus.
也是应许的。
And are promised.
而且都不相同。
And they are all different.
这是我们进天国的凭据。
This is our guarantee to enter into the heaven.
我就想到我进入海关的时候，来到美国进入海关的时候。
So I remember when I entered into the States and was passing through the immigration office and custom.
每个人拿出来外观都是相同的看起来就是类似这样、
When we took our passport out and we all looked the same
可是里面的内容就完全不一样就是每个人的圣灵都不一样
But everyone's Holy Spirit is different
有的好像有点类似但是还是不一样、
Some may be similar but they are still different
我就说哇这真的很重要这是我们以后要进天国的时候要用的。
And I thought this is very important. This is something that we will need to use when we go into heaven in the future.
感谢神，嗯，能够让我今天来这里讲我的见证。我是不善言辞的，所以说的不好。如果有听不懂的地方，可以，我们会完以后可以再问我。
I thank God for giving this opportunity for me to testify. I'm not very good with words and I'm not eloquent, but if there's any questions, feel free to ask me afterwards.
现在我要来讲的是我儿子。
And now I would like to share some testimony about my son.
我们一家五口，用四个人来信主的，就是他不肯来信主。
Well, we have our family have five people, and he's the only one who did not want to come to believe.
我就跟他讲，我们找到真神了。
I told him that we have found the true God.
他说，你们去拜你们的吧。
Okay, then why don't you go worship your true God?
你们一下子叫我拜这个，一下子叫我拜那个。
He told me to worship this and worship that.
你们是换汤不换药。
All you do is change the soup, but you don't change the ingredient.
他说会让人精神错乱呢。
This will really give you a psychological problems.
我说以前我们不晓得啊，就传统就是这样拜啊。
This would really confuse a person. I told him that we did not understand before because this is traditional. This is how we were worshipped.
我就跟他讲说，就是有两条路。
And I told him that there are only two paths.
可以选一个就是上天堂的，一个是下地狱的。
I told him that there are only two ways: one go to heaven, one go to hell.
他说，我不要那两条路，我要中间的那一条路。
And that, he said that I do not want these two ways. I want the one in the middle.
我说就没有中间那一条路啊。
And I told him that there's no way in the middle.
他又说你们什么神跟魔鬼的征战，我才不要。
You have this battle between God and Satan. I do not want anything to do with that.
直到2007年。
Until 2007.
我先生生病严重了。
My husband was at a disease and he was suffering greatly.
我就叫他说要替爸爸祷告。
And I told him to pray for my husband, pray for his father.
求神保守医治他。
And I asked God to preserve him, to heal him.
他才肯跪下祷告。
It was only then that he's willing to kneel down and pray.
有一天我那个侄女这是我二哥的女儿，她打电话给我说。
So, one day, one of my niece called me and told me.
现在姑丈怎么样了？
She asked me how is my husband.
她说我有问那个安航，我的儿子叫安航，郑安航。
And the niece told me that I asked安航 which is my son.
我跟她讲说，你有没有替爸爸祷告啊？你们那个。主耶稣很灵哦，那你要替他祷告哦，这样。
So my niece told me that she told my son, asking him that did he pray for his father, because I heard that your church is really have miracles and very effective.
其实我那个子女他有来过教会，可是他还是白白的。
Actually, my niece actually came to our church before, but she's also a Buddhist idol worshiper.
然后他就跟我讲说，他说有啦，他说我儿子说有啦，我替爸爸祷告，可是我是配合演出的。
So my son told my niece that oh yeah, he did pray for the father. It's just that he just try to work with my parents.
那时候我就很生气。当他回来的时候
，So at that time I was very upset when I heard this. When you return home,
我就问他，我说你祷告是骗我的，骗神的。
So I asked him, so all your prayer is just formality, just to lie to me?
我说没关系，你骗我还可以啊，你不可以骗神。
It's okay that you lie to me, but you cannot lie to God.
他说，我是读物理的，我一定要有证据，要有数据出来，我才会相信。
Then he told me that he studied physics. I must have the evidence, a theory to prove in order to believe.
后来我就跟他讲说，你要用诚心的替爸爸向神祷告这样。And
then I told him that you really have to pray from the bottom of your heart for your father.
我不知道他到底真的听进去没有。And
I did not know how much he heard from me.
有一个晚上，我们就一起祷告。So
one night we all pray together.
祷告完，我也没有觉得他怎么样啊。So
after prayer, I didn't feel anything special from him.
后来听说他又进去自己的房间祷告。After
that, I heard that he went back to his own room and prayed.
他说他得到圣灵。And
then he told me that he received Holy Spirit.
他就 email 给 这个小女儿慧芳。
So he emailed my sister 慧芳。
然后慧芳打电话给我。
So 慧芳 called me.
说哥哥说他得到圣灵。
She said that her brother claimed that he received Holy Spirit.
当时我就跟慧芳讲说，你不要听他胡说八道。
So I told my daughter, don't listen to him.
他每次叫他去教会，他就 推三倒四的，就乱胡言乱语这样。Every
time I try to ask him to go to church, and he will come up with all different excuses.
我也不问他，他回来我也不问他。So
I when he returned, I didn't ask him either.
后来他下班回来，他就笑眯眯的跟我讲。After
he returned from work, and he came to me with a smile.
他说：“妈妈，妈妈，我得到圣灵。”
And he said, Mom, I received Holy Spirit.
我说你乱讲。
And I said that you're speaking nonsense.
怎么可能呢？
How could you receive Holy Spirit?
叫你到教会你就不要了，还得到圣灵。
I told you to go to church and you wouldn't go. How could you receive Holy Spirit?
我求圣灵洗礼后三个月才求到的。
You know that I received Holy Spirit only after I baptized and after 3 months.
我说好，今天晚上我们祷告的时候。 我看你的圣灵是长什么样子。
Okay, so then when we'll pray tonight, I will observe, see what kind of Holy Spirit you have.
后来他真的就是，我们就跟我先生，还有我们三个人就一起祷告。
So later on, all three of us, me, my husband, and my son, we pray together.
我跟他离得还是蛮远的。
When we're kneeling down, we're not very close from each other.
那我先生他不舒服，他就躺在那个沙发上面那边。
So my husband did not feel too good, so he was lying down on the sofa.
他就说，一起祷告，闭上眼睛，然后就开始奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。我就叫他说，你一定要这样念。然后他也是有了，他是照这样念，念也是很蛮认真的在念。
So I say that let's start prayer and let's all close our eyes, clasp our hands, kneel down, and you must say, pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and say Hallelujah. And he said, oh yeah, you'll do that.
这不多久，他就不晓得我眼睛闭起来在祷告嘛。后来他就打到我的手背上。
And my eyes were closed and we were praying, and then not long after, somehow he hit my shoulder.
他打了我一下，好痛，我就睁开眼睛看他。So
I hit my shoulder and it hurts, so I opened my eyes and looked at him.
我看他就是比手画脚这样，然后我的眼睛闭起来，然后就是像我说哇，看起来就像魔鬼一样，他那个牙齿都露出来。So
when I looked at him, his hands were waving, and it looks like he was possessed, and his teeth were showing up too.
我看到这情形，我吓了一跳，我都起鸡皮疙瘩。So
when I look at that, I was frightened.
我就拍他的肩膀说：“阿门，阿门！”我就叫他停下来。
So I told him, say, Amen, Amen, to try to stop him from praying.
他就说怎么了？我看他就是脸都是汗，然后就是很奇怪的那个样子。我说，哎呦，你怎么变成这样？
So I look at him, and he said, well, what happened? And I look at him, he was so sweat, and the expression were all very different.
我先生也张开眼睛看着他，我说，哎，真的怎么满身大汗？然后他就说，你们的圣灵不是这样吗？我说，我从来，我到教会那么久，洗礼那么久，我从来没有到教会看到人家这比手画脚还打到人。
So,Isn't that how you receive Holy Spirit? And I said that all this time I was in the church, I have never seen anyone pray and moving their hands vigorously and even hitting people.
当时我们是信主是两年多吧。
And I believe that I have believed for about 2 years during that time.
圣经也不熟了。
I'm not very familiar with the Bible.
可是我就感觉到不对。
And I feel that something's wrong.
我就很着急，想要打电话找教会的执事啊、传道啊。
So I was anxious to reach some ministers or preachers on the phone.
感谢主，那时候就江执事娘，就是江恩章执事，就打电话要找我。
So I thank God that.Right at that time, one of the deacon's wife called me to try to reach me.
我就跟他讲了，哎，我儿子说他得到圣灵，怎么可能？
And I told her that my son claimed that he received Holy Spirit. How can that be?
因为他爸爸生病，后来比较严重，他就不去教会，他就躺在家里。那我就是守安息日啊，礼拜晚上啊，礼拜六回去。
My husband's condition grew worse, so he stayed home during Sabbath and rest and keep Sabbath at home, and I would go to church and keep the Sabbath.
我先生说，你带妈妈去教会。
And so my husband told my son, say, why don't you give your mother right to the church?
他就把我带到教会门口，他就那个江执事娘每次都在那里接待。
And then he will bring me to the church in front of where the reception desk is.
他又跟他招呼说，哎，郑老师，你要不要进来？
And then the sister, the deacon's wife will ask my son if he wants to come in.
我儿子就摇下那个窗子，就说拜拜拜拜，他就走了。
And my son will just roll down window say bye bye, and then he will drive away.
他晚上他换我下去，他就到他们学校那边跟那个守卫啊，就在那里聊天啊，他就不进来。
And at night, when he dropped me off, he would stand there speaking with the guard, but he would not come into the service.
他说：“妈妈，你结束以后就打电话给我，我就会来载你。
”He said, "Mom, after the service concluded, please give me a call and I'll come by and pick you up."
而且他的学校是每天要从教会的门口经过。
And his school has to go through a church every day.
可是怎么样他就不来。
So no matter how we invited him, he would not come.
所以执事娘就一口就说，怎么可能得到圣灵？
And my the deacon's wife responded, said, "How could he receive Holy Spirit?"
后来他自己认为说他得到圣灵，我就叫他说，那么礼拜六你要到教会来。
And so since he claimed that he had received Holy Spirit, so I told him that you need to come to church Saturday.
给传道他们认定说你的是圣灵还是什么。
So the preachers can verify whether you received the Holy Spirit or not.
奇怪，他就乖乖他说好。
And to my surprise, he responded, so yes, I will come.
当时执事娘打电话给我的时候，我跟他讲这些事情。
So after the deacon's wife called me, I told him what had happened.
执事娘说：“哇，这很严重哦！你叫他现在不要用他的什么灵言祷告哦，你要叫他就是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣就好。”
And the deacon's wife told me, tell him this is very serious and not to pray in tongues, just say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我赶快来找传道他们到你家去，这样。
So I immediately asked preacher to come to visit our house.
我记得是礼拜四晚上。
I think it was a Thursday night.
他就是比手画脚这样子。
And he was waving his hands.
祷告完我就打电话，想打电话给执事娘，他就打过来给我。
It was that night that, you know, I wanted to call, reach out to someone, and then his wife called me back.
然后他跟我讲说，礼拜五晚上我一定会去这样。
And so he responded, said he will go on Friday night.
后来他真的，我说啊，礼拜五晚上我们要聚会，没关系，我七点就到你家。
And I said that Friday night we will be going to service, and the deacon's wife said, it's okay, I will be at your home at 7 o'clock.
我们北台中是晚上八点聚会嘛。
So in North Taichung Church, service start at 8 p.m.
结果他要找我们那个中午传道，结果没有找到，后来他就偏偏去找，然后找到林永基长老。
谁在找？
啊，江执事娘在找。
So the deacon's wife tried to find the pastor in church, and but he couldn't find it, and so she found the elder Lin.
然后林永基长老就跟他太太长老娘，然后就是江执事跟江执事娘，他们四个来。
So Elder Lin and his wife and Deacon Jiang and his wife, all four of them came to visit us.
我们就在客厅站着祷告。
So we stand in the living room and we pray there.
林长老就把手按在我儿子的头上。
So Elder Lin laid his hand on my son.
结果这种情形就没有发生了。
And then this type of situation did not occur again.
我就问长老说，哎哎，以后祷告还会不会这样？我很害怕哎。
And then I asked Elder Lin, would this happen again in the future? Because I'm very afraid.
他说我可能啊，哇。
And he responded that there's a possibility.
我说那怎么办呢？
And I asked, what do we do then?
我没有关系，叫他好，赶快继续来慕道，到教会来。
I said, Elder Lin said, it's okay, just ask him continue to come to church, attend the service, and see the truth.
当他洗礼以后，就不会有这种事情发生。
And after he received the baptism, this will not happen again.
哦，我说哇，那现在要看他要不要去教会了。
So I wonder now we have to ask him whether he wants to go to church or not.
我就。再问他清楚一点，就问那个长老清楚一点。
So I asked Elder Lin more clearly.
我说怎么会这样？我全教会我都没有看过这种情形哎。
So I was wondering how could this happen because I had never seen this in a church.
他说这是属灵的征战。
He said that this is a spiritual battle.
让我想起他自己讲的。我说我们有天堂这条路，还有地狱这两种给你选。他就说他要在中间，哇，糟糕，就是这样，可能就是在拉扯。
So it suddenly reminded me the conversation we had that I told him that there are only two ways, one way to heaven and one way to hell, but he said he wanted to choose the way in the middle, and I think it's from then that he was began to struggle.
他就说，怎么会这样？我说你不要乱讲话。
And then I told him that.And then he responded, how could this be? I told him not to speak any nonsense.
尤其在神的面前，绝对不可以乱讲话。
I say that you have to be careful what you say in front of God.
我记得圣经里面也有讲说，不可以在神的面前做什么启示，做什么。
I remember there was a saying in the Bible that we should not swear.
时间到了。不好意思，让他们休息一下。就这样，他后来他就乖乖的就跟我去聚会。
Yeah, after this incident, then he began coming to church with us.
我在想，应该是主耶稣知道他是殷心的，知道他是骄傲的，所以就让他有这种体验吧。
So I was thinking in my heart that God must know that he was stubborn and he was stiff-necked and hardened. So God let him have this experience.
让他 有觉得说有圣灵就是不一样，然后他就觉得说真的有神，他就跟我讲妈妈真的有神，我说我还骗你吗？当然是有神啊，我们去拜神啊。
So it was this experience, then he experienced that his Holy Spirit was different, and then later on he realized that this truly is God, and he told me so, and I told him I would lie to you.
对，还有一点我没有讲到的，就是他那一天就是好像是邪灵来跟他征战的时候。
And there's one more thing I want to mention. On that day, when the evil spirit come to battle,
隔天他去学校， yeah. 我没有看到他。我起来他已经到学校了。
The next day he went to school. I woke up. I did not see him. He already left for school.
然后他的学生看到他。
And all his students saw him.
老师，你今天的脸怎么黑黑的？
They said, teacher, how come your face is all black today?
他说是吗？他自己就去照镜子，结果真的是黑黑的。
He said, really? So he went to take a look at the mirror, and then he found that his face is all darkened.
这是他自己跟我讲的。
And this is something he told me later on.
因为早上他很早，他七点最慢七点就出门了。
So because in the morning he would leave no later than 7 a.m.
连学生都感觉到他不一样。
Even his student could sense that he's different.
就是有那个不好的附在他的脸上，他的脸是黑黑的。
Because there's this evil spirit in him, so people can see that his face is all darkened.
后来我有时候就跟姊妹讲啊，他就说不要讲这个，不要讲这个。
So later on, I will share this with our sister, and you say, don't talk about this.
啊，事实就是这样。
But this is in fact what happened.
这应该是属灵的征战吧。
I believe this is a spiritual battle.
好，那我们就休息一下，超过时间了，不是要休息吗？啊，给他们休息一下。啊，如果有没有听懂的，就再问我。我是不会讲，那就是把我所看到、所见过的这个。
So let's take a break, and we'll rest. If you did not understand anything, you can ask me afterwards. I'm just simply sharing what I know. Let's all bow and pray in silence.
感谢主。
We'll rest for 11:50, and we'll come back.
是能够想得通的。
Sometimes the existence of God cannot be reasoned with our human mind.
但是当我们用心灵来接触它，我们就可以体验到它。
But if we try to experience Him, get in touch with Him with our heart, then we can surely experience Him.
那全家信主啊，这是神的旨意。
And the whole family to believe in God is the will of God.
所以我们看到他们全家人呢分作四批啊来受洗。
And we see that their whole family came to believe in four different groups.
那这也是给我们一个勉励啊，我们每一个人要把全家信主当作我们努力的目标。
So this is also encouragement for us to bring our whole family to Christ. This should be our goal.
那在整个见证啊这个信仰的过程啊，祷告是一个很重要的一部分。
And during this whole faith journey, we can see that prayer is a very integral part.
因为有神通过祷告，我们对神会有体验。
Because there's a God, and through prayer, we are able to experience God.
也通过祷告会得到神的恩典。
And through prayer, that we can experience the blessing of God.
也通过祷告可以体验到圣灵。
And through God, through prayer, that we can experience His Holy Spirit.
所以特别在真耶稣教会我们的祷告是很有力量，是很有体验的。
So especially our prayer in True Jesus Church is very powerful. There's a lot of experience.
所以有时候我们要带领全家信主，实在是不简单的。
Sometimes it's not easy to bring the whole family to believe.
所以他要带领他儿子那他儿子因为受过教育吧理性很发达，这个就很困难。
So she wants to bring her son, but her son is highly educated, and so there's a challenge in that.
但是如果神动工也是很困难，你可以解决。
But if God works, or even a more difficult task can be accomplished.
啊，他在信仰啊提到他儿子祷告的体验。
And so he mentioned his son's prayer experience.
啊，宇宙有四种灵。
There are four kind of spirits.
那会进到人里面只有两种灵。
There are only two type of spirits that will enter into a person's heart.
一个是魔鬼的灵，一种是神的灵。
One is a spirit of devil and one spirit of God.
那神允许他的儿子体验到另外一个灵啊，是有他的目的。
So there's a purpose for God to allow his chosen one to experience a different spirit.
让他知道哈，有神也有鬼。
To let him know that there's a God and there's a devil.
但是在我们教会受洗过的都不会发生这个事情。
However, in our church, for those who have baptized in our church, they never experience this.
因为受洗就是归入主的名下。
Because once we receive baptism, we are baptized into His name.
所以启示录说额头盖章了，我们是属于主耶稣的。
It's like we are sealed by this we belong to the Christ.
是迁到爱子的国度。
We have been put into this kingdom of God.
神都差遣天使在保守我们。
And God has sent His angels surround us.
所以在我们教会里面受洗后祷告不会发生这样，大家可以放心。
So you can take heart that if you were baptized in our church and pray, you will not experience this way.
那最后他儿子也有受洗啊，感谢主。
So finally, her son also received the baptism.
但是也因为这样啊，我想一个人的信仰会更深入，因为有体验。
But because of this, I'm sure a person has no more experience and his faith will take root because of that experience.
那我们对刚刚的见证啊，有没有什么你要发问的或者？你有什么感想都可以几分钟大家可以讲的。
Regarding to the testimony we just heard, do you have any question or anything you'd like to share?
可以。可以只是问一下说，看他说除偶像后很不高兴，然后不去教会，怎么突然间跳到说你就受洗了？那个关键是怎么样？本来是除偶像不高兴，然后最后又。就决定受洗，
最后就是为了我的女儿结婚，他就等一年多都没有消息，他爸爸就很急了，心急如焚，就说，到底要怎么办呢？结果他就说要重新办移民，我们用那个观光签证不对，那就是我女儿，她就跟那个会讲英文的，他就一直问他，一直问他，一直讲啊。他说：“我先到姐姐家，那就是关公是对的啦。然后你要什么时候回去啊？就九一后就是很多的。”我就说：“哇，还不要回去，我就要到达拉斯去结婚啊。”他说：“是不行。”然后就给他咔嚓就给他拦下来，这样子。
就是你从那个除偶像哈到受洗要多久？
很快。就是我除偶像那个时候，就是春季灵恩会的时候，四月。
那你受洗什么时候？
我受洗是2004年的4月24号。
所以一个礼拜，除偶像到你受洗一个礼拜。
对，就在那个灵恩会的礼拜三。去帮我除偶像。
那现在问题就是说，你刚刚在见证你除偶像心里不是很高兴哈。
对。
那后来怎么会去洗礼啊？
后来就是我先生啊，就说我们去帮他祷告啊，这样啊。他说祷告真的有效吗？我女儿说你们都不去帮我祷告啊。他爸爸就说好了，你说祷告那还不简单吗？我们就去帮他祷告啊，就这样子啊。哪知道他说礼拜三来说要除偶像啊？
对不起，我的疑问就是，通常没有理由说就要去除偶像，一定是你没有先说你们要受洗。
没有，就是没有。
这一点我是有一点疑问。
对，
来，你的女儿有话要说。
这个我来补充，因为我爸，我跟他们说你要帮我祷告。
你等一下给他翻译一下。
The daughter will supplement. I say I we need to pray for my mother.
然后因为我爸爸妈妈很可爱，通常他都是因为清明节是4月5号。
Because we know that there's a date for worship.
叫他通常去扫墓。
So that especially day for sweeping your ancestors' tomb is on April 15th.
他通常都是提早去扫墓。
And he usually would go there early.
所以他三月底的时候就已经去跟祖先说对不起，我不能再拜了。
So in the end of March when he went to sweep the ancestors' tomb, he already said that I'm sorry, I cannot come back and sweep the tomb for you.
跟我讲说哦，我已经跟祖先打过招呼，去拜他。
And so he said that I already spoke to my ancestors that I will not go back and worship them again. So we will go to the church with you. So usually during the spiritual congregation, we will arrange testimony.
那他们就有提到，这当中里面还有很多真的是神奇妙的安排，就是说，他们就特别说，一定既然你的父亲已经是这个年纪，他愿意说不再拜祖先，那个信心是很大，赶快负责人去访问。
During this period, actually, there's a lot of different testimony. But my father, but they were saying that your father is at this age.And he determined to get rid of idols and come to believe. This takes a tremendous faith.
那这个都是我父母其他不知道，因为这个是我在教会里面那时候只有我一个人信。我跟传道之间的这个对话。
These are something that my parents did not know because these are the conversation between me and the pastors.
所以他们安排礼拜三去，其实也真的我也真的没有想到说我父亲真的会愿意出偶像。
So they arranged schedule for a preacher to go on Wednesday, and I really did not know that my father would be concerned and the preacher would just get rid of the idols.
我爸爸只是认为说我们要慎重追远，就是拜祖先是比较重要，剩下他其实没有很坚持。
My father only think that it's important that we remember our ancestor. As far as idols, he did not think too much of it.
好像是因为我妈妈都是她在拜，所以她比较坚持，所以她很不高兴。
It was because of my mother who was the one who was setting up all the idols and stuff, so she was the one who was insistent on it.
那因为来访问的时候其实都没有提到什么，只是说安排要来访问，那我就跟他们讲说传道还没有来。
So when they plan to come visit, they did not mention anything else, so I already told them that they're going to come visit.
那他们来就是闲谈，连耶稣两个字都没讲到。
So when they come, had this chat, they did not mention anything about Jesus in the beginning.
一直到最后，我是想说，早已经快12点，你怎么连耶稣都没讲到
？So I was really anxious because almost 12 o'clock, and they have not mentioned the word Jesus yet.
那我一直在想，主耶稣，你要给我机会插进去啊，插进去那个话题、啊。
So I was praying in my heart, Lord Jesus, please give me this opportunity so I can interject and mention the word Jesus.
然后那个。刚好他们中间有空隙的时候说啊，爸，你说有这个要除偶像的事情，不要再拜偶像，不要再拜了，那除偶像怎么处理
？So during a brief pause between the conversation, I was able to interject saying that you mentioned about idols that you no longer want to worship the idols.
你可以问一下传道怎么处
理。Maybe you can ask the preacher how to take care of this matter.
我爸爸才讲说啊，对啊，传道这个现在已经没有在拜了，那、这些要怎么处理？
So he said, oh yes, preacher, I know I'm no longer worshiping the idol, so how do I go about doing this?
然后他们就说有没有很多偶像啊？他们在问有没有很多偶像。
So he asked, are there many idols?
那我们可不可以上去看看
？Can we go take a look?
他说没有很多啦，就上去看。
And so my father replied, oh, there are not that many. You can just go up and take a look.
那上去看看，他们就说，啊，那很简单啦，一下就可以处理掉就好。然后就有不一样意见啊，改天啊，改天。我们今天本来连那些长子就是，反正今天也没有想到说，就你们怎么会突然提到说，就他们自己想说啊，改天也可以啊。
So when they come, say, oh, this is very easy. But then some people mention, oh, we can.
看到弟兄拿那个黑色的那个袋子就拿出来。
对，也给他们
拿。重点来了，有一个执事说啊，除了偶像，这是神喜悦的事。不要等到明天，马上就除。
And then suddenly there was one deacon said that to get rid of idols something very pleasing to God, we should not wait, we should do this immediately.
对，那现在才知道，其实真的没有配合，这神的安排真的很奇妙，我真的没有想到。就所以他们就说好，那就除了马上动手，东西丢丢丢一丢就好了。
So everyone agree. Okay, well then let's get rid of the idols. So everyone take part in the getting rid of the idols.
然后呢，后来就是真的那个桌子真的是太难敲，敲不过，下午再来一双才把它敲破的。
So after getting rid of the idols, we only left that table, that golden table, which is very difficult to break down. So they came back after lunch.
然后之后就是礼拜六就有洗礼，所以他们都有宣布说，如果你要洗礼，你要填申请表。
And so they have baptism on Saturday, so before that they will ask if anyone who's interested, please fill out the application. My father would say, oh, just put in the application, I can fill it out. So I asked him, said, are you sure you really want to be baptized? So he was responsible. Why would you get rid of the idols? What's there to do? I mean, there's no returning. I mean, once you get rid of the idol, there's only one way left is to believe in Christ. So believe in Christ meaning we have to be baptized. So why are you asking me this? This is very natural to me.
So 晚上聚完会，他们就决定说要填申请表，然后礼拜五就审查。
So, Wednesday after they get rid of idols, and then Wednesday night service after the service they fill out the application, and Friday they would review all the applicant for receiving baptisms.
然后我记得那时候我在等待审查的时候，我还跟我姐姐通电话，我姐姐说，他们真的懂道理吗？要洗礼吗？
And I remember that Friday when I had this phone call with my sister, and my sister was asking, do they really understand the truth? Are you sure that they want to receive this baptism? So after review, they were approved and they received the baptism the next day. So Wednesday, they grew up all the idols and Saturday they received the baptism.
我记得那个弟兄终于把那个桌子敲破了很多碎片，那个大理石就是有一些碎片，我在那里撒，他们已经去山上种菜去了。
I remember when they
还要来访问。
When they break down the green the tables, they were little pieces of swimming over on the floor, and my parents only went up to a mountain to play to work on a farm, and I was cleaning up afterwards.
我一边扫，我一边流眼泪。
And while I was sweeping all these broken pieces, I was, tears was coming out. Exceed what I expected. All this process is so dramatic, and how they come to believe. I truly believe that God is personally guiding my father and my parents to believe. Even though my mother is not very happy, but she submit to it. During this period, there are a lot of things that I know that they don't know, or things that they know I don't know, but somehow it was under the very wonderful arrangement of God that made everything work together for those who love Him. Inimaginable for my sister who are in the States here, because she has not seen everything, so to her it is so unbelievable. So mission was accomplished according to His will. This is really the mercy and guidance of God.
感谢主啊，这整个转变其实就是神在做工。
So we can see this whole turning point is the work of God.
所以祷告确实有功效。
So prayer is really effective.
感谢主，我们今天聚会就到这里结束。
We thank God and we conclude our service today.
那我们最后要一起来祷告。
And then as a conclusion, we're going to pray together.
就对，照着我们刚刚 说的哈，我们最后用悟性祷告好了，我们一起。
So according to what we just mentioned, which we will pray in understanding,
一起报祷。
Let's bow our head and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是我们慈爱的天父。
You are our dear heavenly Father.
你垂听我们的祷告。
You hear our prayer.
你愿意将诸般的恩典赏赐给我们。
You are willing to give us all blessings.
主啊，你在等待我们回头。
You are waiting for us to return.
让我们回归向你。
So we can return to be thank you.
来接受你的救恩。
To receive your salvation.
求主你亲自带领我们每一个人。
Lord, we ask you to guide us personally.
让你的话语成为一个种子播在我们心里。
So that your words will become a seed and sow in our heart.
让这个种子能够成长。
So that the seed might grow.
让你的国度能够在我们的生活中实现。
So that your kingdom might fulfill in our lives.
愿主带领祝福我们每一位。
May God guide and bless all of us.
荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory and bless return your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
现在我们到餐厅用餐。
Now let us proceed to Love Hall to
prepare. 请
大家稍微坐一下啊。我在这里奉耶稣基督圣名讲几句话啊。今天我们很难得请到见证人林碧庄姊妹，她来自台湾北台中教会，为我们做很紧凑很感动的见证会，我们非常的得到很大的造就。
So we thank God for Sister Lin to be able to testify for wonderful testimony.
今天她的女儿郑恩芳姊妹，她是从奇瑞度来的，今天她也抱了一个很可爱的 baby 来到我们当中。那么她在大约一年以前嘛，她已经到我们这边来做过见证，今天也非常欢迎她啊。
And her daughter Kathy is also here. She has came here before to testify for us. We also welcome.
其实我们就是介绍一位新的慕道者，就是李。王 Coco 带来一位李宗鹏先生来到我们当中。
Welcome, Mr. Lee.
希望您以后能够常常到我们这里参加这个聚会。
Hope that you can continue to study with us in the future.
最后一点就是说呢，我们这个布道会呢，今天晚上六点钟还有一个布道会。
We also have a liturgical service tonight at 6 o'clock.
欢迎各位能够参加，也同时也请各位带一些慕道者来参加我们这个盛会。
We welcome you to attend. We also ask if anyone have friends to bring over as well.
那么明天礼拜五到礼拜天呢？